AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal appeals court has once again prevented Texas from arresting and deporting migrants accused of entering the country illegally. The Supreme Court had let the law go forward. Overnight, though, an appeals court put it on hold once again. As a new UN assessment claims 70% of civilians in Gaza are experiencing catastrophic hunger, the Israeli ground offensive in Rafah is being planned. ABC's Matt Gutman in Israel has more on what's next in Gaza's southernmost city.
Secretary of State Blinken is headed here to Jerusalem on Friday. Israel is sending a very high-level delegation to Washington to hear an alternative approach aimed at protecting the 1.5 million Palestinians sheltering in Rafah right now.
The private clinic in London, where the Princess of Wales went for abdominal surgery back in January, is now looking into reports that someone tried to breach security to get a look at Kate Middleton's medical records. New rankings from the American Kennel Club show the French Bulldog is still the most popular breed in the country. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is sounding confident the recall effort against him will not only fail, but is probably illegal, too.
In Wisconsin, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to circulate. Well, they brought in people from out of state who are felons, so they're not allowed to circulate. So they broke the law in Wisconsin. Whatever the DA does with that, or Josh Collar, whoever it is, that's up to them.
Voss told the WisPolitics luncheon yesterday the leaders of the effort to recall him are whack jobs and morons. The state Supreme Court will decide if there'll be a recall. Wisconsin's favorite game show contestant finished second in the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions finals. Ben Chan is a philosophy professor at St. Norbert College in De Pere. He won five games against 26 other former Jeopardy! Champions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The nonprofit Centro Hispano of Dane County has raised enough money to fully build their new facility on the south side. They passed the $18 million mark thanks to an unexpectedly large donation from Mackenzie Scott, one of the biggest philanthropists in the country. With the donation, Centro Hispano will be able to replace their old building with a new headquarters to better serve their growing staff and community. The new center is set to open next month. Madison's night market will be a little bit bigger this summer. The market will expand onto the Capitol Square starting this year. That's in addition to their current space on State and Gilman Street. Madison's Central Business Improvement District says that the expansion is to account for the increased demand for space from local artists and food vendors. There will be five Madison night markets this summer, with the first happening on May 9th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, and going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
The Badgers are headed to Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers on their way to New York, where they'll play James Madison University at the Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets, for their first game in the NCAA tournament. The tip-off time, 8:40 Central, 9:40 on the East Coast. Any concern about the players adjusting to the late start? Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
They'll be up bouncing around anyway. I mean, they're going to watch 3 days of games before it's our game day, so these guys would be ready to play, whether it was maybe not 6 a.m., but I don't know how many of them are early risers, but we'll adjust. And it's nothing different than how we played through all the year with the different TV times.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon at the same arena. NBA, big game for the Bucks tonight. They're in Boston to take on the first-place Celtics. Milwaukee 10 games behind them in the standings. Baseball, Brewers with another win in spring training, 8-5 over the Cleveland Guardians. They host the Giants tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mm-hmm. Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on West University. FamilyDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, noon to 2 on Wednesday. Pat Kreitlow, Trey V. Olson join me to talk about a three-way blender in our ride into spring.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Second, my plan goes to work so we can bring the rents down. My administration is cracking down on big corporations who break antitrust laws by price fixing to keep the rents up. That's how they work it out. Landlords should be competing to give folks the best deal, not conspiring to charge them more.
Thank you, President Biden. Yep. President Biden, no time to spray paint himself orange, put on lifts and a girdle and makeup because he's too busy getting done.
Yep.
Here he is.
We're also going after what I call unfair rental and junk fees. You know, like the ones you charge when you move into an apartment. One of those surprise convenience fees that aren't convenient at all. You can add up to hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to know?
As a renter, yes, I totally feel that.
Would you like to know Trump's idea?
Okay.
He has proposed carving out freedom cities out of federal land. I think, you know what I think he's going to bring back? I think he's been talking to Glenn Beck. You know what I'm saying?
Are you tired of your government taking away liberties and freedoms you can't quite name? Are your vague platitudes and third-hand anecdotal facts falling on deaf ears? Well, come secede, or sec D with us, in the Teabagger Utopia.
Glenn, Becky, stand, stand.
I will personally come to your house and help you pack.
Your hard-earned money is yours to keep. There are no taxes in
Glen. Becky, stand, stand.
Of course, there are no roads, bridges, police, fire protection, no teachers, hospitals, libraries, garbage pickup, or sewage treatment in
Glen. Becky, stand, stand.
But hey, who cares about that big government nonsense? You'll feel like our founding fathers as you struggle against the elements, fending off wild animals and your fellow teabaggers when provisions run low and their survivalist training kicks in.
Get off my land!
Who needs government? It's overrated. Join us in
Glen. Becky, stand, stand.
We have freedoms with none of the responsibilities. You want to shoot your gun in any direction? Go ahead. Want to lock your wife and children in the basement? Nobody's asking questions. Remember, freedom isn't free, but with a small down payment, it can be yours for a song.
Above the fruited plain.
Glen. Becky, stand, stand.
Our future is in the past.
Yay!
Yay, that was Kenny Pick.
Playing the oldies.
Yep.
Okay. By the way, our friend Olivia Troy said on behalf of the Trump White House pimp ladies wishing Peter Navarro a great stay in federal prison, here's to the rule of law prevailing.
Great.
Yeah, he called all the former, you know, women that worked in the Trump White House pimp ladies, or, you know, basically whores.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't... We have to have her on again. I have to ask how one woman ever votes Republican ever again. They're just... misogyny just runs through the whole party. Okay. Bob Schooley says Trump's effusive praise of the January 6th hostages is going to play really well in commercials over footage of them beating the out of cops. Yeah, you're a Law and Order party. Biden-Harris headquarters tweeted, here's a montage of Trump calling immigrants animals, not people, sick, monsters, poison, and calling to round up millions of Latinos in mass detention camps in a military-style operation larger than the one called Operation Wetback. Okay.
Great.
Dare I ask how one Latino votes for Trump? Okay, I'm just going to throw that out there. And then Hillary Clinton, which I'm going to guess the right wing spontaneously combusted like a Spinal Tap drummer. She tweeted, multiple indictments and $500 million in civil liability later. Pretty much the only person who can say they were better off 4 years ago is Donald Trump.
Uh-huh. Oh, that triggered the right. That triggered MAGA. Wow. Wow.
Rick and Rick's a truck driver. I'm gonna need a honk
hey,
for that.
Hey, how you doing?
Give me a honk for Hillary.
Woohoo!
Honk if Hillary was right. Okay. Hi, Rick. Thank you.
Hi.
Go ahead. About everything.
Hi. Sorry, I opened the door. I opened my window.
Uh-oh. That's okay.
Hi.
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 You guys heard about Mr. Trump? Asking for money on the rally that he did a couple days ago for his personal bills.
Oh, yeah.
You know, asking $5, $15, $20, you know, because he needs money to pay his bills.
It's just, it's making you giggly, his financial trouble, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And then I guess Floridians going to pay an extra tax, maybe. Because they want to get an extra tax to help Mr. Trump, up to $5 million, you know, so he can pay his bills.
Because,
he's an edgy guy.
It really is incredible. It's like Bob Seska always said, he's the most obvious con man and always has been. As you've always said, Chris, he's a timeshare salesman.
He is
worse.
He will do and say anything to get the sale.
Okay.
Even lie.
Okay. Yes. By the way, regarding COVID, Bob Schooley tweets, it's still puzzling to me that when everything hit the fan, how little coverage there was of the disbandment of the pandemic team. More than some tweets in 2018, there were ample warnings covered in major media about the exact scenario that came to pass less than 2 years later. Yet this dumbest decision was never really meaningfully added to the litany of dumb Trump decisions. Right. Granted, there were a lot. But that really is the original sin.
Yeah.
He disbanded the pandemic response team. Why? Because the black guy did it.
Yep.
Because it was an Obama administration thing, right? Because he's just a racist to the core.
When the black guy did it.
Yeah.
Everything was wrong. When the black
Here's good news. Aaron Parnas tweets, Donald Trump significantly underperformed in states across the country last night. That's the only story this morning. He is vulnerable. Don't get happy.
No.
Head down. Register. Vote.
Yep.
Our friend Dino Badala, just the Supreme Court, again, one of the 11 billion reasons to vote. He said, if you want to know how the GOP U.S. Supreme Court will rule on any issue, just see what the Republican position is for that issue. That's exactly how they'll rule. The U.S. Supreme Court is not part of the independent judiciary. It's simply part of the GOP or apparatus. It must be expanded to bring justice back to this unjust Supreme Court. Hear, hear, Dean. And he was talking about the ruling but he said the GOP Supreme Court allows states to do anything they want, from banning abortion to enacting their own immigration laws that conflict with federal laws. The only thing the GOP Supreme Court says states cannot do is bar an insurrectionist from running for president.
Right.
They literally have carved out Donald Trump as above the law, period. Where was this? They just got over, the Supreme Court got, the appeals court blocked.
Yeah.
States are not in charge of immigration laws. That's the It's just all they care about is if Republicans are in charge, that's the way they rule. They have zero consistency.
Yep. Well, Greg Abbott, he wants a fight. He wants a fight.
Yeah.
So that he can run on it.
A federal appeals court ordered a contentious new Texas immigration law be paused just hours after the Supreme Court said it could go into effect. The state law would allow local police to arrest migrants. It would also empower state judges to order people deported. Again, purview of the federal government.
Yep.
It's just, okay. Michelangelo in Denver. Hi, Mike.
Well, good morning, folks.
Yes, hello.
Family. I know Carlos is coming up. Family.
Family. Yes. Family. Jean-Claude.
I just wanted to call up here. real quick, to kind of let you know, you really have to look at Aileen Cannon's background. I confirmed everything I thought about her. Her right-wing upbringing, Cuban mother that left Cuba because of the revolution and everything.
Yeah.
Right-winger, right on down the line. She has a very impressive educational history.
Okay.
She's a smart lady. She's not as dumb as people want to make her out to be.
I don't know that she's dumb. I think I think she's inexperienced.
Yeah.
I think she has never, you know, ruled on a case of this kind of magnitude, obviously.
Well, with her legal background, she shouldn't be as inexperienced as
Oh dear. Has Michelangelo been called away somewhere? The one The one sliver of hope I was hearing, and I don't know statistically, Chris, how much this is, but that some Cubans, even in Florida, are saying, I didn't come here to have a dictator. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it actually means something to them, Trump talking about being a dictator. So, all right. Ben tweets, days after airing his outrage about Biden and Schumer interfering in Israel's democracy, Netanyahu will address Senate Republicans tomorrow. I believe this falls under what U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan deemed an interesting irony. Please. He's been interfering in our election since forever, including now trying to undermine Biden to help Trump get reinstalled.
Yep.
Was it? By the way, compare and contrast on this issue. Was it Jared that said something about we should move all the Palestinians into the desert because, you know, oceanfront, it's too nice there?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, is this who you want back in charge? Chuck Schumer, give me six, talking about
the reprehensible and dangerous comments made yesterday by former President Trump. The former president's comments were utterly disgusting. And a textbook example of the kind of anti-Semitism facing Jews, pushing the dangerous anti-Semitism trope of dual loyalty. To say you hate Israel or your religion because you have one political view over the other is sick, it's hateful.
Yep.
Yep, one more, Senator Schumer.
Nobody who breaks bread with anti-Semites like Nick Fuentes and who called white supremacists in Charlottesville very good people, or who, as was recently reported, said disgustingly that Hitler did some good things, has any right,
thank you,
to lecture Jewish Americans about their personal political beliefs. I condemn the former president's irresponsible comments and urge others from both sides, to do the same.
Our friend Rachel Bitticoffer tweets, this week in 1933, the Nazis opened their first concentration camp in Dachau. I have been there. I don't know if anyone's ever visited. The very first Nazi prisoners were the opposition party leaders that stood in the way of establishing a dictatorship. Hashtag Project 1933, hashtag Project 2025. Remember they threatened to have a taco truck on every corner if Hillary was elected?
Yep.
Well, you know what's going to be on every corner if Trump gets back in. You know.
I go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
I'm still pissed about not getting a taco truck on every corner.
I am
tacos
too.
Tacos are delicious.
Although my neighborhood, there's a taco truck on every other corner.
Simpson in Orlando. Hey, Simpson. Hello.
Simpson,
going once, going twice. Let's try Jen. Oh, Jenny, the giggling horn, Baltimore.
Aww.
Hi, Jen.
Uh-oh.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. You're a chirpy little whore this morning. Hello.
I'm a chirpy little whore. Hi. Listen, I have a bone to pick with you, lady.
Oh, all right then.
I love Fridays when I get to listen to Glenn with his steely blue eyes that I want to just sit and stare into for days.
Okay.
And then he talked for, what was it, two segments, three segments?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all so scary, and it was so depressing, and oh my gosh, talk me off a ledge, lady. I am so freaked out about...
Yes, but then you could picture him spooning you. You could picture. Listen, there's already been threats of ladies' panties being thrown at him at Sexy Liberal, so just get yours ready for, you know, at least the DC show.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or come to Philly if you'd like to throw your panties. If you want to throw your panties earlier at Glenn Kirshner, come to Philly next month.
Okay.
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 All right.
Can I get Bob Seskinick soon?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, why are you whoring out Bob?
You
Seska?
Give a whore an inch, and she'll take 6 inches.
Now you're whoring out Bob.
What?
What?
Well, I can't help him. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by. Boy, I just made a D joke.
Uh-huh.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
Right, your phone company. Right is something you can align your values with. It's America's progressive phone company. They have donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits like Transgender Law Center, Planned Parenthood, Friends of the Earth, you name it. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that good feeling, that glow that comes with knowing your phone company works for your values. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switch into Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile, so easy.
Yep.
Bring your current phone, bring your current number, go to credomobile.com. For a limited time, you can get $250 off any smartphone when you use that code Steph. Learn more at credomobile.com. $250 off just by typing in the code Steph.
Well, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, hello, Bill and Madison. Who I'll see? Hold on, checking my schedule. May 11th. I will see you in Madison, Wisconsin, at the Barrymore Theater. Hello, Bill.
Hello, hello, Stephanie, and hello, Chris.
Hello.
So Trump swears that he will release the January 6th terrorists as soon as he's reelected. Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming up on the 4-year anniversary of him telling the Taliban to release the 5,000. Prisoners that were in jails in Afghanistan, and then soon after they attacked the Bagram Air Force Base and killed 13 Marines.
Yep.
And I wonder if the families of those Marines think that they're better off now than they were 4 years
Great
ago.
Great point, Bill. And you know the what's his name? Who's the ice hole from Orange County? Daryl Issa.
Daryl Issa.
Oh, by the way,
no, he's from San Diego County.
Yeah, whatever. What's his name? Chairman McCall told him to go himself yesterday because he went over the time limit. But he's questioning whoever the defense about Afghanistan. And, oh, my God, my head's going to explode. We have to thank you, Bill, for reminding us. Another thing that Trump screwed up, not Biden.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, by the way, where was I?
I don't know.
I had something. Never mind. Okay, I know what you were thinking, Chris. What does Rapey McForehead think
about
Trump, about the RNC paying Trump's legal bills? Here's Matt Gaetz.
The RNC has said that they want to help him pay for his legal bills. His leadership PAC has spent more than $55 million just on legal bills. That's 85% of its spending. Are you comfortable with that?
No, I wish you weren't being attacked like this. I mean, Trump is up in your poll.
But he is. Are you comfortable with his leadership PAC using the money that's being raised from ordinary people in a lot of cases to pay his legal bills?
Yeah, it's a necessity. Your network covers a dossier that this money is used for this purpose, and yet it continues to be contributed for people who believe that President Trump is under siege. And so I think that we have to view the fusion of the criminal justice system and this presidential campaign as something that we have to combat with every force we have at the RNC.
Okay, let's review. We didn't put the campaign season in the middle of his indictments. The indictments were already happening.
Exactly.
He put his campaign in the middle of the indictments. Stay out of prison. Right. Okay, by the way, in the bag of rats, let's reach in the bag of rats. You know who else is spending money?
Who?
Kevin McCarthy.
To
get Matt Gaetz. Also, he says he thinks Matt Gaetz is going to prison still, that he's going to get ousted by the ethics committee for the underage child sex trafficking.
Well, if Gaetz goes...
Fight. Big bag of rats. All completely awful.
If Gaetz goes to prison, at least they'll have something, a surface to show movie night on. Forehead.
Thank you, on his giant forehead.
Uh-huh.
Okay, speaking of awful, Representative Nancy Mace.
Oh, yeah.
Is she still not done? Because, you know, George Tevlopoulos is the bad guy, not the rapist.
Of course.
That she's supporting for president.
Right.
Yeah. What we're seeing today is the downfall of mainstream media. I hope that Bob Iger gets a grip of ABC News. They're completely out of control. These are people that want to take politics over facts. They want to take, you know, they won't tell the truth. They refuse to tell the truth. They take talking points over the truth. And here's a guy, basically George Stephanopoulos, trying to be this beacon of truth, a beacon of journalism.
Yes, because let's review. He quoted the judge exactly who educated that Trump is a rapist, that it is commonly known as rape. Should I review once again? Because I can't really go over this enough for me.
Okay.
E. Jean Carroll did not know if it was his tiny deformed Cheeto penis or one of his tiny little deformed pinky fingers.
Right.
His tiny little short-fingered Vulgarian fingers. However, she did at one point, she thinks it was both. Either way,
I just think
the judge said that was Right. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along. Malcolm Nance, Carl Sells, Rocky, all coming up.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky, 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The United States stands by Ukraine because it's the right thing to do and because America cares when freedom is at risk. But we also stand by Ukraine because it's crucial to our own security. The United States would face grave new perils in a world where aggression and autocracy are on the march, and where tyrants are emboldened, and where dictators think that they can wipe a democracy off the map.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin went on to say,
when we invest in Ukraine's security, we invest in our own security. And we strengthen this contact group's shared vision of an open world of rules and rights and responsibilities. Today, Ukraine's survival is in danger. And America's security is at risk. And they don't have a day to waste. And we don't have a day to spare either.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely. You know, somebody might have written a book or two about this. Maybe. Just maybe.
Let's dance. Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy Let's pants. Dance.
Yes. Oh, hi. Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. Glad to hear you.
Well, that was Defense Secretary Austin. Obviously, as you know, we're in a critical space for Ukraine. And I had to get your take. We mentioned this earlier, but 9 congressional Republicans voted against a resolution condemning the abduction of Ukrainian children by Russian forces. Thousands of children have been kidnapped, as you know, since Russia invaded. Of course, all the usual suspects slash insurrectionists, Andy Biggs, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Clay Higgins, Thomas Massey, Chip Roy, all voted against. I mean, which means they're for the kidnapping of Ukrainian children.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, you have the Russian pedophile caucus. You may as well call them at this point. I mean, thousands of Ukrainian children, including some from orphanages in Kherson, Mariupol, Melitopol, were taken hostage and, you know, taken back to Russia and then started distributing them out sort of like candy and favors to people in Putin's party, including the minister who is responsible for orphans, took Ukrainian kids and quote unquote adopted them into her own home. As a matter of fact, the International Criminal Court, there's a case against her for doing this. But we have American citizens literally in this country right now who are so beholden to Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump that they would vote against reuniting kids to their parents, because many of these were taken from their parents who are now in concentration camps or re-education camps, as Russia calls them.
But Malcolm, I mean, more importantly, you've got Putin saying out loud now, why would I do peace negotiations? They're running out of ammunition. I mean, you know, and obviously experts are saying the war, you know, the war is turning in Russia's favor. And I still can't believe we're going to let this happen.
Well, let me be one of the experts that says that the war is not turning in Russia's favor. It's just that Russia right now, Ukraine has lost the initiative of carrying out offensive operations against Russia. They're having to set up hasty defensive positions. Russia doesn't care about the men they send. They just lost 30,000 men dead to take a small town that I went to in February 10 days before the invasion, called Avdiivka, which should have fallen in 2014. That it didn't is just an absolute miracle. But they threw 30,000 men at that line. What we don't have with the artillery shells is the capacity to smash Russian lines, to attack Russian artillery. But, you know, of course, this is all a component of Vladimir Putin understanding what is happening here. He made deep investments into Donald Trump. He made deep investments into the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And they are acting straight up as Moscow's enablers.
He owns
the Speaker of the House of the United States. And so he knows he's winning America, which means he's killing Ukrainians.
Malcolm, did you happen to see Rachel's show on Monday? I mean, I thought of you because obviously, you know, you wrote the book before the 2016 election. You must be having an acid flashback that we're talking about Manafort being back in charge, that Donald Trump needs, is it $454 million by Monday? I don't know. Would you like to take a wild guess whether that's going to come from Russia? I mean,
Go ahead. That was Manafort's job. Manafort was a fixer and facilitator in the pro-Moscow Ukrainian government. The same government that massacred its own civilians when they had the Orange Revolution in 2014. This guy is a direct link to Moscow. And they convicted him for taking all of this. I believe it was $72 million under the table where he had not reported any of it. And then Donald Trump pardoned him for it.
Yeah. I mean,
the mindset that they are willing to do anything, use anybody to win this election. And if, half $1 billion of KGB money comes falling from the sky, that means that we now know that he is completely, now we can see the links. At least it's not his son in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. You retweeted, somebody said Trump owes this money because he fraudulently misrepresented the value of his assets. And now, oops, apparently no one will accept those assets as collateral.
Absolutely.
Well, as you write in all your books, what makes you a I don't even know what the term is, asset willing, useful idiot, whatever, is being financially compromised. And now here it is, times 110 billion right out in public, right?
Yeah, well, he was financially compromised before and he was personally compromised. But now here he is. He's hat in hand all around the world. That tweet is not wrong. He's earning, I believe he's having to accrue $114,000 per day in accrued interest. So he really, to get that bond, owes $500 million.
Yeah.
No one will loan it to him. And his lie that Mar-a-Lago was worth $1.2 billion, no one is going to loan it against the fake assets that he has.
Yeah, and nothing he says is an accident. Malcolm, from telling his buddy Viktor Orban he won't give Ukraine a penny if he gets back him, to him, lining up with Putin's story a few days ago about Navalny. Trump's like, oh, can't say what happened. Don't know. Putin, same thing. Don't know. Stuff happens in prison. Don't know what happened. I mean, it's just it's extraordinary we find ourselves here in America in 2024. I don't know if you saw this a few days ago. Putin has revealed an apparently previously unreported conversation with Trump in which he claims Trump let his jealousy of Joe Biden get the best of him in 2020. I mean, Putin is just toying even with Trump now. In an interview with state-controlled media, Putin appeared to suppress a smirk as he recalled the curious conversation when asked if expressing a preference for Biden to win in the 2024 vote could be seen as meddling in U.S. elections. Reiterating Moscow's oft-repeated claim the Kremlin's not interfering in American elections in any way, Putin said that Trump, in the last year of his work as president, admonished me for the fact that I like Biden. I mean, this is like him putting out his own disinformation. It's like, oh, sure, you're for Biden. Anyway, he said this was more than 4 years ago. He told me in one conversation, you want him to win. Excuse me, I'll say it like he did, direct speech for Sleepy Joe to win. He told me this when he was still president. He said he was acting like a jealous girlfriend. I mean, Putin is just laughing his ass off, humiliating all of us, right?
Yeah, America plot to destroy democracy. You can still get on.
Oh boy. Uh oh, Malcolm, where you're
junior TV officer. I literally sat. Whoops.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, okay. No, go ahead. You're breaking
this
up.
Is what ahead. Happens when the KGB, starts blocking?
Yeah, there exactly.
You go. But I literally sat in Putin's desk. All right, there you go. I literally sat in Putin's desk in his office in Dresden, Germany. He is a manipulator. He understands what Trump will be upset by. He double checks it against the FSB's intelligence psychologist. And then he says it and he knows how Trump will act like a jealous girlfriend. And he will sell America out to get that hot Putin love.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about, especially in the wake of his enormous debt and us not knowing where, you know, he might get the money from. Joe from Jurors, our friend, said the documents case is so incredibly consequential. The American people need to know what Donald Trump took, what he did with it, and who else saw it. Our national security literally depends on it. Judge Cannon needs to go. I've always said this is, to me, the most serious, you know, of the cases, particularly given all the recent news and his debt, don't you think? Uh-oh. Dear God. Malcolm, hello.
PGB is on the case.
Oh, no. It's, you know what?
Oh, sorry.
There he is.
You know, I'm on this international frontier, you know, and the transmitters are bouncing around. But yes. Let me tell you, Judge Cannon, I swear to God, she is just hell-bent to help Donald Trump. This is what we were worried about. They smell not a Trump victory, but Trump eking through this election, and that she will be on the next Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. By the way, I just have
Trump,
to refer.
It hinges.
So sorry, Malcolm. You're cutting in and out. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. I said this case is lethal against Donald Trump.
Yes.
Lethal.
Yeah.
It hinges on one thing. Did you take the documents or not? Yes. Done.
Yep. And by the way, can I just let me refer to your latest book, They Want to Kill Americans, with his bloodbath comments. You retweeted someone that said traitors attempting to desensitize the word bloodbath do not fall for it. And that is what they are. He is a traitor. And you just it is this whole like, oh, it was in context. Really? The guy that, you know, again, read They Want to Kill Americans. Malcolm was out there first, as usual, right?
Yeah, good God. You know, I mean, he means it when he says these things. His followers say this to him. His supporters say this to him. They want civil war, and they will. You know, you see all these Meal Team 6 fat guys posing with guns.
Yeah.
They're serious about what they're going to do. And anyone who is a single-issue voter who says, I'm going to vote against Joe Biden because, or not vote, this is what you're voting for. Possible civil war.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I just mentioned, but, you know, on the other side, Jared Kushner is under fire for calling Gaza waterfront property valuable. I mean, this
Good
is
God.
Who you want in charge if you care about the Palestinian people. He basically called for ethnic cleansing is what it sounded like. He said Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. Oy. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up.
Wow.
I mean,
see,
really?
That's not sort of ethnic cleansing. That's an open call for ethnic cleansing. All right. I was within a kilometer of that place on two sides just within the last month. Look, this is what Trump will get. He will enable Netanyahu to do horrible things even Israelis would be abhorred by. But the right-wing extremist government of Netanyahu would have full U.S. backing to making 2.2 million people walk out of there so Jared Kushner can get beachfront property and get development money from Qatar and Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Don't doubt that this won't happen. It can get a lot worse than what it is now.
Listen to Nostradamus. All right, Malcolm, we gotta let you go because you're in and out. But love you. See you next week.
Mwah. Thanks, Malcolm.
Bye. I missed that handsome mug. We have to just do audio. I need to see the handsome mug.
He's a world traveler, though.
Yes, I know. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. Go to my Instagram, see all the cute pictures when they get groomed, when they're running on the beach. Am I going to do the whole commercial in that voice?
Please don't.
I might do that.
No, you will
yes,
not.
Yes, I will.
No,
yes, I will.
Not.
Oh, yes, I
no,
will.
No, you will not.
You know, we're both annoying separately, but together?
Oh, oof, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whip ourselves into a frenzy.
Nature's Blend is a premium dog food, raw, freeze-dried, formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian, the Miracle Worker, called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, it's turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients. Dogs naturally love the flavor. It is so good for them. And for you, it is pantry safe, a shelf stable. No, you don't need to take up freezer space. It's not messy.
It's not gloppy.
Yeah. Today, you get 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend and a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. They're best-selling treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger, wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV on sale now during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Order now at genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shipping. genucel.com/Stephanie. genucel.com/Stephanie.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough: our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a death investigation at Devil's Lake State Park. The Department of Natural Resources says the body found this week is not James Yablonski, the teenager who disappeared in the area last summer. The DNR says the person who died registered a campsite and was found dead there. Wardens say there's no sign of foul play and there's no threat to the public. Wisconsin could get as much as $30 million to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Martha Cranley of AARP Wisconsin helped lobby bureaucrats for the money.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Governor Evers says more than 410,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The three finalists for the role of Monona Grove's new school superintendent have been announced. Honorata Eva is the associate superintendent for elementary schools in Madison. Tanya Frederick is the associate superintendent for Elmbrook Schools. Kirk Schneider is the superintendent of True North Educational Cooperative 804 in Highland Park, Illinois. All three will get a tour of Monona Grove Schools Thursday, followed by a public meet and greet that evening. The school board will decide on their final pick in mid-April. The Beltline was briefly shut down around Monona Drive Tuesday afternoon while police investigated a report of a driver waving a gun. Monona police responded to the call and pulled over the offending driver around 1 o'clock. The driver was briefly detained but was let go when they were found to not have a gun. Ultimately, no arrests were made and the Beltline reopened a short time later. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and colder today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind a little gusty out of the northwest at 15 to 20, decreasing by the afternoon. Tonight down to 20, tomorrow cloudy, 38 with snow likely. Tomorrow night into Friday, there could be 3 to 4, maybe even more inches of snow by the time it winds down late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Right after Mexico pays for the wall.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I just needed a timeline to understand. Trump is reportedly seeking wealthy supporters and considers selling assets so he can meet a deadline Monday mm-hmm. for the money. He has reportedly become increasingly concerned. Oh, baby. No wonder he's been spazzing out on Truth Social about the optics of the March 25th deadline could present, especially the prospect someone whose identity has long been tied to his wealth could confront. Yes, people could find that he's always been completely full, if that's news to you in any way.
It could be like Kristen Wiig in Bridesmaids. Help me. Hey, I'm poor.
He should see if she would do an infomercial
yes.
for us. Maybe she and Sally Struthers. They could play in the arms of the angels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help me. I'm poor. Okay. This is how you know it's true. The Trump campaign said these baseless innuendos are pure bull. Ooh, they said a bad word, too. Oh. That's how you know it's true when yes. they say it's not true.
And speaking of Kristen Wiig, her show debuts today.
That's right. The Carol Burnett, Allison Janney, Kristen Wiig, Palm Royale. Today. Oh, my God. I can't
Apple
wait.
TV
the
Plus.
Billboards are everywhere.
On Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
Yep.
I can't wait.
They dropped 2 episodes today and then 1 every week.
Oh, my God.
That.
Why am I doing this with my hands?
I don't
I'm
know
very
because
excited.
I can't wait. It looks amazing.
I know. Are you guys, Lonnie, you and Jody, are gonna? Have you already seen it? Are you going to watch?
We haven't seen it.
Oh, Jody Hamilton didn't get a preview.
No,
oh.
they didn't. They don't have the inside track.
Okay. Ike in South Carolina. Hi, Ike.
Yeah, hey, Steph, how y'all doing? Listen, I've got a red flag. I'm over 60 years old. I'm doing the cord cutting thing. I bought one of these smart TVs. Uh-oh. And it's got all these different apps on it. Well, I went through the apps, and every one of these that has a news and opinion section, mm-hmm. I went looking for free speech TV. I went looking for anything on our side of the aisle that's being broadcast, and I'm absolutely drowning in Fox News, America First, uh-huh. OAN, Newsmax. It's yeah. on all these different apps. Yeah. But I can't get free TV. That's where our problem is. That's where we've dropped the ball. You can't get to the young people. You can't disperse it because that's all the free TV we've got is across the net. You can't get it on broadcast. We need a billionaire. We need our billionaires to get off their butts and put some money down. Let's get this thing on the move.
Yeah, I hear you. And it is an excellent time to grab the free speech TV to keep us on the air where we are on the air. And we've been screaming that for years, mm-hmm. but we can all do what we can do, right?
Yep.
Support Free Speech TV. It's fun drive time. Support the Stephanie Miller Show however you can. And Carlos El Rocky is next.
Unleashed Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.